Good. When we pulled our van in here and came in that door this morning, I just immediately knew that we would feel at home here. And so thank you for welcoming us to your congregation. And my name is Bracken, and I'm here with my wife, Lindsay. And I'm going to let the boys introduce themselves.
I'm Forrest, and I'm 9.
I'm Joseph, and I'm 7.
I'm Ezra, and I'm 5.
I'm Ezra, and I'm 5. Silas is 3. He's coloring on the front row. Hopefully, he will stay right there the whole time. And Noah has already started crying. Thank you, sister, for taking care of him. This is a challenge for us. We're kind of new to this game, but we have been taken under the wings of Dwayne and Cindy Mullet. Raise your hand if you know the Mullet family or have heard of them. Okay. So we are, I'm on the leadership team with Dwayne at our local congregation back in North Carolina. And so my wife and I have been recording music in our home for the past few years. And Dwayne has thrust us out of the nest and said, why don't you go share your songs on the road? So that's the beginning of what we're doing here. We are on a 3-month ministry tour, and we've been in the Pennsylvania area for about 2 weeks. We'll be here another week or so and then headed west. We're camped in our traveling home in York County at Lindsay's dad's house. So that's kind of where you're finding us in our trip. Boys, you can sit down until I call you up for your song. Raise your hand if you are a visitor to this congregation, if you're not, don't normally attend here. Okay, so 20 or 30 people, good. Thanks for coming out. And I want to give a special thank you to Heath, our friend from Massachusetts who drove all the way down here. He's been a faithful supporter of our ministry for a while, and I thank you for coming down here. And I'd also like to see a raise of hands for those of you who may happen to have seen one or more of our videos on YouTube or Facebook. Okay, quite a few of you. That's somewhat encouraging and somewhat frightening at the same time. Our videos are very polished, produced, put together, and today you're going to get the raw, unedited version of this, so please be gracious to us. We would like to encourage you today in the area of surrender. In the area of surrendering your heart completely and entirely to the Lord and allowing Him to work in you and through you in this world. It's not until we're completely surrendered that the Lord can completely use us. And that's something that's real close to our heart because, I'm going to save that. I'm going to save that part of the story until in just a moment. So we're going to share some songs with you, some testimonies, or we'll have some congregational singing as well. And let's start off with a song called Lamb of God, which hopefully will set our minds around Jesus being our complete and total sacrifice this morning. If you know the words, you're welcome to sing along.
Your only Son, no sin to hide, but you have sent Him from your side to be led by your staff and rod and to become the Lamb of God. Your gift of love they crucified. They mocked and scorned Him as He died. The humble King they named a fraud and sacrificed the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. So lost, I should have died, but you have brought me to your side, to be led by your staff and rod, and to become a Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the wash me in your precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
So Jesus is the Lamb of God, the Father. And in the same way, we have our own little lambs, our own little children. We're going to have, let's see here, is this your song, Forrest? We're going to do My Dear Children. Yeah, that's you. Come on up. So we have our little lambs, and you know, the Father shepherds us. He shepherds our hearts, and He brings us comfort and correction. He teaches us the right way to go. He keeps us safe, and in the same way, we want to shepherd the children of our heart and shepherd the hearts of our children and the children of our heart. And so we invite them to come follow us and to learn from us in the same way that the Lord calls all of you, all of us, to come learn from Him. So it's an invitation, and we're all at varying places in our response to that invitation, but what's most important is that we respond at some point, and that we commit to following Him. So this song is just a reminder of that invitation. We sing it to our children, but you could imagine that the Heavenly Father is singing it to you. Does everything sound okay out there so far? You have a nice sound system.
Dear children, listen to me, and I will tell you of our great King. He is everlasting, ruler of everything. He knows all about you, so fear the King. Son,
when you fall, he'll come and run. Keep your tongue from evil, speak no deceit. You better run from the devil and seek God's peace. His eye is always watching everything you do. If you're broken and you cry out, he will hear you. My son, walk in wisdom, make your father glad.
Despise not your mother, be not a foolish man.
Won't you walk in my footsteps, follow after me into the kingdom of our great King?
Thank you for being my son, Forrest. Forrest is 9, and you're a little bit sick, right? Might have you come back and sing in a minute, but you're welcome to sit down. We got a little bit of a cold this week, and just got to keep pressing forward as much as we can. So, yes, I'm not sure when all of you responded to the call of the Lord in your life. Maybe there are those of you in this room who haven't done that yet. And I just want to say that today is the day to respond to the call of the Lord. Jesus says, come follow me, come learn from me. I will make you disciples. I'll make you fishers of men. There's two promises that he gives us along the way, which I'll share with you in just a moment. But just to provide you with a very, very brief, I don't have a whole lot of time, but very brief background. I was raised in a kind of conservative Baptist home and grew up in the church, learned the Bible, knew the ways of the Lord, and in my teenage years just completely fell off the rails and got into pretty much everything that I shouldn't have. I just fell into a dark, dark hole in my life and ended up being institutionalized for suicide attempts and drug addiction and things of that nature. And it wasn't until I don't know if I should say, I'm always careful what I share in a mixed crowd with children and all, but nonetheless, there was a time when I was reminded of my frailty, I'll just put it that way, a very, very near-death experience, and the Lord came to me, and he revealed himself once again, and he had never gone anywhere, He had never gone anywhere. The God that I knew when I was a child, that I learned about, that I wanted to follow as a child, with childlike faith, never went anywhere. It was me that went astray. I was the one of the 90, I was the one sheep, and he left the other 99 behind to come get me. And so I'm very thankful for that. And so a lot of these songs come from a place of joy, of being redeemed. I'm not sure we'll get to your story, but in brief, Lindsay grew up in a Unitarian. I'm sorry, buddy, it's okay. Lindsay grew up in a Unitarian Universalist home, which teach that all paths lead to the same place. So she has the opposite upbringing as myself, but you knew all along that all paths couldn't lead to the same place, and that there had to be one way. It wasn't until you met Jesus that she learned that he is the way, the truth, and the life. So that's a little bit of our background in a very, very, very short nutshell. Forrest, could you come up and read Matthew, the Matthew passage here?
Jesus called a little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Surely, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven."
Amen. Thank you. Childlike faith. It takes childlike faith to listen to the Father, to follow his Son. And we all start at that point, don't we? Raise your hand if you were a child once, or if you're still a child. Okay, good. All right, we got everyone covered. So we all approach the Lord with childlike faith. It's real easy when someone comes and says that Jesus loves you, that he died for you, that he can give you life, that he can free you from sin. It's like, what else do I need to know? Sign me up. Hallelujah, right? That's good news. That's a blessing. And then what happens is we start to intellectualize and reason and get complicated about things because we're adults and that's what we do. We're Western, modern adults. So we do that a lot. And we get away from the simplicity of the gospel. This next song is about just that. It's about how we can build up our own tower of ideas, like the Tower of Babel, to try to reach God. But this song is about how we need to surrender those things and let the Lord build our house instead of trying to build it on our own.
Yeah, just to echo what Bracken was saying as far as my testimony, as a child, like he said, I knew that there couldn't just be all these ways and they're all the same. And I believe God gave that to me as a gift. Each child, you know, they have such a pure innocence and just things are simple. And so, yes, as I became a little older, I remember speaking with my dad about it and he just really challenged me, and I started to doubt and think, well, maybe he's right, you know. But as I got far other way and became, you know, older, I realized, yes, it is. It's the simplicity of Christ. It's the simplicity of the gospel, and so that's, yeah.
Lord, I'm building up a high tower made up of the foolish things I've done in reaching for the sun. made up of wood, hay, and stubble. And now I am afraid it will crumble down. Oh Lord, what have I done? For unless the Lord builds this house, we labor in vain. This frail body is the temple of the Lord. So I'll sacrifice my heart and soul for the glory of your name. I will build for you this temple in my soul. Lord, I'm giving up my power and striving in the flesh for what I've done, and I'm reaching for your Son. And I will build with gold and silver forever to endure the fire of your holy righteous throne. For unless the Lord builds this house, we labor in vain. This frail body is the temple of the Lord. So I'll sacrifice my heart and soul for the glory of your name. I will build for you this temple in my soul. Oh, I am waiting for that city whose builder is our God. I turn my back on Babylon toward New Jerusalem, prepare for all the saints and angels, glory forever. Ah, amen. Amen. For unless the Lord builds this house, this frail body is the temple of the Lord. So I'll sacrifice my heart and soul for the glory of your name. I will build for you.
Your heart is the temple of the living God. And it must be fit for a king. And so surrender looks something like this. Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." He's knocking on the door of your house. Sounds more like this. And that's our invitation. We can open it to him, right? And Jesus is light, and in him is no darkness at all. So when we open that door to the Lord, what's going to happen? Imagine you're in a closet. Imagine your heart, I'm sorry, let me paint the picture for you here. Your heart is a closet, all right? You're in your closet, the Lord knocks on your door, you open it to him, what happens? The light comes in, and what does it do? It reveals the darkness, right? So your heart is the closet, and throughout life you stuff things in there. You stuff good things, bad things, memories, secrets, sins, all sorts of stuff. This is where our life takes place. And Jesus When you open the door to him, he looks inside with his light and he says, okay, thank you. Thank you for inviting me in. I want to dwell with you. But I can't dwell amidst all of this junk. And there's two versions of what happens next in the world. The first is that he says, and I'm not going to come back until you clean it out and it must be perfect and, right? As soon as you get it all right, then I'll come in. And there's another version that says, I'm going to help you clean this out. That's where the Holy Spirit comes. He's our helper. Jesus says that when he ascended, the Holy Spirit would come. The helper would come to reveal to us all truth. We have the Holy Spirit, and it's a blessing. That's where the joy of the Lord can be our strength, because we not only can we not do it on our own, we need his help. We need his help to empty out the contents of our heart, to surrender it to him in order that it may be clean enough for him to come dwell with us and make up a residence in our heart. And that's the beginning. I said earlier there were two promises that we are taught in Scripture when we surrender our life to the Lord. The first is that we will be given a life of joy, and we will have life eternal. Who wants that? Who wants a joyful, eternal life? Hallelujah. Amen. Okay? The other promise, this comes straight from the mouth of King Jesus, is that you will have what in this life? Troubles. Trial. Now raise your hand if you want that. Okay. Didn't think so. Okay, but we can't have one without the other. We have to take them both. But we don't have to face it alone. That's where the Lord comes to help us. Let's see here. So this next song is about turning our back on Babylon and moving toward the kingdom of God as we surrender our lives to the Lord. Do I have time? I think I might have time to just paint this a little analogy for you real quick. How many of you have read the Pilgrim's Progress, the book, or at least know the concept? Okay, good. So in that story, Christian is the main character. He's in the city of destruction, and an evangelist comes to him and says, flee from the wrath to come. And Christian is like, yeah. If this place is going down, I want out of here. And the evangelist points him to the celestial city, which is, in my imagination, way far off in the distance. You could imagine mountains, and there's some type of valley and a trail, and he's gonna travel toward the city of light. And that's easy to do if you can see the city, right? Because you just keep your eye on the light, and you just go. But I would imagine, as I think of the story, the first thing he does is he sets out and he ends up in this like thick forested area, and there's like quicksand there. That's his first trial, and he can't see the city anywhere anymore. That hope, that promise, that vision it's a faint memory now, but he has to hold on to that the whole way through the path, right? And when we can't see the city of light anymore, when we can't feel the presence of God anymore, so to speak, we have to keep pressing on. And this song is just about that. It's called Wayfaring Stranger.
Thank you.
toil or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my father. I'm going there no more to roam. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going. Dark clouds will gather round me. I know my path is rough and steep, but glorious fields lie out before me, where God's redeemed no more will weep. I'm going there to see my mother. She said she'd meet through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I cannot feel at home in this world anymore.
Amen. This world is not our home. Who's just passing through? Okay. Hallelujah. My challenge for you, as much as I want to pat you on the back and say good job, just go on your merry way and enjoy the rest of your day. My challenge to you today is, if this world is truly not your home, then I'm going to speak to myself, let us all live that way. Let's live as though this world is not our home, right? And Jesus teaches us what that looks like, about not laying up treasures on earth, and the list goes on and on. I'm not talking about making a list of arbitrary rules. I'm talking about having a life surrendered to the Lord and allowing Him to inform who we are and how we live. Rearranging our lives to fit into the model of Christ Himself, rather than rearranging Christ, rearranging the Scriptures to fit into a convenient version of how we want to live our life. That is the most difficult thing that we are faced with, particularly in what you might call modern Christianity today. We need to be a people of authentic faith. Authentic faith who, and that's what people see. They see surrender. They see the joy, and that is what this world so desperately needs. And let's see here. I have joy because God is with us, and He leads us along as we meander the paths of life. When we fall into trials and temptations, God leads His dear children along. Thank you.
so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some
another song of hope and joy, knowing that the Lord is with us. But first, let's see here. Joseph, can you come say one of your verses?
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
Amen. You can be seated, Joseph. And Ezra, you can come up. And we are going to do a song with all of you. If you'll turn your hymn book to 161. This is my Father's world. A hope of joy. Or, I'm sorry, a song of hope and joy. That Father God is in control. That He loves us, that He cares for us. And when we surrender our lives to Him, as a child does to their parent, when we come sit at His feet and learn from Him, when we allow Him to change us from the inside out, when we allow His Spirit to transform our hearts from a dark closet of secrets into a temple fit for a king, then we can rightfully and joyfully say that our Father is, He loves us, He cares for us, and I just hope that that will be your heart song and your prayer today as well. Messed up. This will be verse 3.
Mother's world, the battle is not done.
earth and heaven be one.
He's got the whole world.
He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got you and me, brother.
Mother.
You and me, mother, in his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands.
Amen. Good singing. Thank you for allowing me to run the camera here just briefly. If you watch this week's video on our YouTube channel, you will probably see your smiling faces in there. let's see here. I'm wondering if we should go down to the river. We're going to end on this song, To the River. And as much as we started with an invitation from the Lord to come learn from him, our invitation to you is to come down to the river to pray. This, in my mind, is a song. It carries a variety of connotations. It's a song about surrender. It's a song about baptism. It's a song about community and brotherhood, sisterhood. So that's our invitation to you is for all of us to come around our King Jesus and allow him to wash us with his living water as we go down to the river to pray.
Oh.
to pray, studying about that good old way. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way.
So press on, press on. Don't give up. Keep the flame alive in your heart, and we will see you some other time, either on this trip, as they say, if not on the black top, we'll see you on the gold top. I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor. We do have CDs available in the lobby. However, they are not for sale. They are for take. So if you don't have one, please grab one. There's also a free download of our music on our website, soundslikerain.com, if you like. No strings attached. We want to freely give that to you. And thank you for your time this morning.